Debate has started in the Senate about a bill that would introduce new ID requirements for voting, among other provisions. Montgomery County Commissioner Neil Makija says if it becomes law, married women with last names different from their birth certificates would be affected.
Our county will be prepared to litigate if this bill does pass, because certainly we don't even have the resources to implement the kinds of burdens and requirements that are being suggested in this bill. And there are strong arguments that it is unconstitutional.
The legislation, a top priority for President Trump, is unlikely to pass the Senate due to Democratic opposition. The Philly DA announced almost two dozen people linked to a series of shootings in the city have been arrested. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
District Attorney Larry Krasner says a multi-year investigation has resulted in the arrest of 21 members of four different gangs who are all facing charges connected with 24 shootings in the city.
We are trying to drive these homicide numbers, these shooting numbers, the number of shooting victims, drive them as low as we possibly can while we focus simultaneously on other criminal activity.
Assistant DA Bill Fritzy says the arrests are important.
It's been a rough morning for those who choose to pick up guns and shoot at fellow citizens in the city of Philadelphia. It's been a good morning for the citizens of Philadelphia who no longer want to justify this.
DA Krasner says members of four gangs were taken into custody: the Senders, P&B, 7th Street, and CRG. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Skies have cleared out over Philadelphia on this final full day of winter. The sun is shining. It's 51 degrees in Center City, 52 currently in Reading and Wilmington, and Cape May sitting at 42. For the rest of the day in Philadelphia, expect those clear skies to persist into the evening. Clouds come in late tonight. Temperatures drop down to the upper 30s in the overnight hours. Tomorrow, patchy sunshine expected as we enjoy the first day of spring, with temperatures getting into the mid-60s.